Okay, so now we're second level class, right? This is second level fifth. Second level fifth.
Does anybody remember where we were at from the last class 2 weeks ago?
I think Arkan al-Hajj. We reached Arkan al-Hajj.
Arkan al-Hajj.
Arkan al-Hajj, I think.
Yeah, we were supposed to start with Arkan al-Hajj on page 26, but I also mentioned at the end of the class that we could review quickly the last two questions on page 25, because we did those two questions at the end of the class. We only had a few minutes remaining. We only had a few minutes remaining. We did it at the end of the class, kind of rushing. So I said, if anybody has a question about those last two issues, the last two questions on page 25, then we could take a few minutes to deal with them in the beginning of the class today. So I'm giving you a chance now if you would like to ask any question about the last two questions on page 25. That we ended the class with in the last session. Any question about them, general or specific?
General or specific.
Okay. Then, on page
25, this is our 14th session from level 2 fiqh, yani the fifth lessons for the Mustawa Thani second level Arabic program, Islamic University of Medina. And we had been dealing with Umrah, and the ahkam of Umrah, and the description of Umrah, and some of the specifics of it. Previously, these questions that we ended the last session with, linguistic questions related to that topic. Linguistic questions. We went through them kind of quickly. Today we're supposed to start with Arkan al-Hajj and the types of Hajj and description of Hajj Tamattu. But before we do that, I'm going to give you a chance to look at any questions on page 25. The first question being Hati. Jam'a al-asma al-atiya. Yani, the plurals of the following words. These are words that came in the lesson dealing with Umrah. These are words that came in the lesson dealing with Umrah. And we are just looking here at the plurals of certain words. Okay, so somebody, can you tell me what's the plural of shawt? Sheen, waw, ta. The plural of shawt. Ash, waw, with ta at the end, right? Ash, waw. Tayyib. The second word was Dhufrun, which means what?
Nail.
A nail, like what kind of nail?
Fingernail,
toenail, huh? And its plural is?
Avfar.
Av with va, like in Dhuhr. Avfar. And the third word was Jawrab. Jawrab, which is what meaning?
Sock.
Sock. And the plural of Jawrab is?
Jawarib.
He said Jawarib. Jawarib. Ala wazan? We just had it. Ala wazan? Jawarib. Nafa'ib. Nafa'ib. And the next word is khuf. And what is a khuf?
Leather.
It's
a leather sock. Uh-huh. And its plural is?
Khufuf.
Khufuf or? Akhfaf. Now, it has more than one plural. The last word, sirwal, and its plural is?
Sarawil.
Ala wazan? Mafa'il. Okay, those are the words that we had on the first question, and in plurals. And in the second question, also these are words, vocabulary words from the topic of Hajj and Umrah. And in this second question, Hati Mudari al-Afal al-Atiya, yani we are asked to give the Mudari. The Mudari, yani the present tense form of the following verbs. And again, these are words that came, yani most of them are technical terms that came related to Hajj or Umrah. And some of them are in the explanation of that topic. The first verb in the past tense they gave us is qafa. Qafa means what? To circumambulate, to go around the Kaaba, specifically in this context. And the mubali of it is?
Yatufu.
Qafa with fa. Qafa yatufu. The second word was sa'a. Sa'a, which means what?
To strive.
To hasten. Yani, na'am. Sa'a, and its mubali is? Yes'a. With alif maksura at the end. Yes'a. Now, the next word, raqiyya. Raqiyya. Raqiyya means what?
Right.
To climb, to go up, to rise up, right? Raqiyya, and its mubari. No?
Yarqa.
Yarqa. Yarqa. The next word is qas with sad. Qassara. Qassara means what? To what?
To shorten.
No? To shorten. To cut something short. No. And its mubari is?
Yuqassiru.
Yani it's from the verb of fa'ala. Fa'ala. Verb. الثلاثي المزيد يعني فعل like علم يعلم قصر يقصر with قاف and صاد. The next word حلقة. حلقة with حاء and قاف. حلقة means to shave. To shave. And it's مضاري يحلق with كسر. يحلق. And the next word, istalama. Istalama. Istalama means? Istalama. Istalama, and it means like to touch something. Istalama.
Sorry, you have to touch the Kaaba.
Now.
Yes.
Like touching the Kaaba. Now. And it's mudari?
Yes.
Yastalimu. Yastalimu. And the next word, qabbala. Qabbala. With shadda on the back.
To kiss.
Qabbala in the mudari.
Yuqabbilu.
Yuqabbilu. And the next word, asra'a. With ayn. Asra'a. And he comes in the beginning, ayn on the end. Asra'a. Which means?
Asra'a.
To hasten. To go quickly. Asra'a. Sari'an. Yani to go quickly. Asra'a in the mudari.
Yes.
This is from the bab af'ala. Bab thulati al-mazid af'ala. Af'ala like aslama. What is the mudari of aslama?
Yuslimu.
Aslama yuslimu. Salima yaslamu. Aslama yuslimu. Muslim. Amana yu'minu. Mu'min. Naam. Asra'a. So the mudari of asra'a should be what? Rahman? Mudari of asra'a? Huh? Oh, he came in suddenly, so we just thought we would ask him a question. Okay, sit down and get settled, no problem.
أفعل يفعل.
It's أفعل يفعل.
يفعل.
يعني يسرع. And the next word, قلما. قلما, like قلما الأذكار. Qallama means what?
To cut.
Or to clip, like clipping the nails. Qallama and its mudari?
Yuqallimu.
Qabbala, yuqabbilu. Qassara, yuqassiru. Qallama, yuqallimu. And the next to the last word on this line, ghaqqa, with fa and shadda on the fa. Ghaqqa. Ghaqqa means?
To cover,
like covering your head, for example. Huh? When you're in ihram, are you allowed to cover your head in ihram? Be careful, don't be hasty in answering the question. Are you allowed to cover your head in ihram? This is Hajj season, we're supposed to know something about Hajj, huh? He said la. Anybody different with him? Anybody has a different answer? He says la. Anybody say na'am? Wait a minute, slow down, you give me the answer. Anybody else say, you say na'am or la? He wants to give tafsir. Okay, that's why I said don't be hasty. Don't be hasty. Yani, he's saying, no, you can't cover your head. Yani, for men. But for women, can you cover your head?
No.
They must. Mandatory. Mandatory. Okay? So, be careful. Sometimes the question, yani, might require a little reflection. Alright? Don't be hasty. Tayyib, ghatta, its mubari is what?
يغطي to cover. And the last one on this line, فَطَيَّبَ فَطَيَّبَ means
to use
some sweet smelling scent, right, like perfume, عَيَطْرَ, يعني something like this. فَطَيَّبَ, and it's مُضَارِي. يَتَطَيَّبُ And the last line, the first word in the last line, نَكَحَ, with حَ, like in حَلَال, like in حَرَام. نَكَحَ means
to marry.
نَكَحَ, he married. And it's مُضَارِي. يَنْكِحُ, with كَسْرَ, يَنْكِحُ. نَكَحَ, يَنْكِحُ. The next word, أَنْكَحَ, with حَمْزَ in the beginning. أَنْكَحَ. ينكح من باب أفعل يفعل أنكح ينكح نكح ينكح أنكح ينكح الضمة. What is the meaning of أنكح?
To get someone
married. And to offer someone else in marriage. Not to get married yourself, but to marry your sister or your daughter to someone else. أنكح. خطب خطب with خطب.
Means to get engaged.
Now that's the meaning here in the context of what we are studying here. Khotaba also means what?
To give a speech.
To speak. Khotaba. And the mudari? Mudamma yaktubu. Yaktubu. Fatha dhamma. Khotaba yaktubu. The next word, jama'a. Jama'a with elongation after the first radical. Jama'a means? Yeah, here in the context of our topic means to have sexual relations with oneself. Jama'a, and the mudari,
yujami'u.
Jama'a means together, to collect, to bring together. But here in the context of our topic of Hajj and Umrah, means that it's prohibited to do something while in the ihram, that is to have marriage relations with the spouse. Jama'a, yujami'u. Bashara, on the same wazn, bashara, fa'ala. Bashara means
to touch.
Naam. And the mudari? Yubashiru. Yani to touch, to be in direct contact. Bashara, yubashiru. Next word, labba, with shadda on the band, alif maksura on the end. Alif maksura, labba. What is the meaning?
To say the talbiyah.
To raise your voice, reciting something in this case, in the recitation of talbiyah. Yani of Hajj. Labba, and the mudari is?
Yulabba.
لبى يلبي نعم like فعل نعم فعل لبى after لبى is what رملا meaning لبس means what
to wear
to clothe نعم use clothing لبس المضاري يلبسوا
يلبسوا
لبس like شرب يشرب نعم next one is رملا means
quick steps
here the meaning of رملا is to
walk quickly
to walk يعني in a way like for short quick steps يعني and this is in reference to what the manner that a person should go around the Kaaba. The manner of a person going around the Kaaba is the only the tawaf of arrival. Tawaf al-Qudum. And this is only done in the tawaf of arrival. When a person came to Mecca for the purpose of Hajj or Umrah, when they first arrived, yani they should make tawaf around the Kaaba. And that tawaf around the Kaaba has two distinct characteristics. One is that the person should do ramal in the
First three
shawf, ashwaf, of the tawaf. And the second one is the
uncovering
of the right shoulder in the whole of the arrival tawaf.
That's male and female?
Huh?
Male and female?
Nah, not male and female, no, for men.
For men,
nah. Ramada, its mudari is?
Yes.
Yarmul.
Yarmul. Yarmul.
رملا يرمل والضمة
يرمل.
And remember the ضمة, the ضمة in the مضارع, the مضارع حرف مضارع only takes ضمة, and in the verb that has four letters. Here we have only three letters, so it shouldn't be ضمة unless it is مبني للمجهول. So رملا should be with فتة on the حرف مضارع. So what is it?
يرمل.
عبد الرحمن. No, I heard you say something before.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, you wasn't sure. Okay, anybody sure?
Yarmilu.
He said Yarmilu. Anybody have a different one? Yarmulu. Anybody have a different one? Could be one more possible. Okay, Yarmulu. يعني it's فتح ضمة. فتح ضمة. ذا فتح ضمة. Yarmulu.
Just quick question. How do you, I guess you memorize it or?
Yeah, you memorize it. Only, okay. And if you don't know, you have to look in the dictionary or ask somebody. And after that, try to memorize it now. If you're not sure, then whisper the vowel so the person doesn't hear you. Yarmulu with dhamma. Yarmulu. Wasala, wasala with saad. Wasala means what?
To arrive.
To arrive. Join to connect here means to arrive in our context in the mudari.
Yasilu.
Yasilu. Yasilu. Akmala.
Yukmilu.
From verb af'ala yuf'ilu. Akmala means what?
To complete.
To complete or to perfect. Akmala yukmilu. Al-kamal. And the last word, akthara. Yukthiru. Akthara. Yukthiru.
To increase.
To increase. Yani yukthiru. And if we were saying in reference to us as a group, we would say what? نَحْنُ نُكْفِرُ نُكْفِرُ عَلَيْنَا نُكْفِرُ عَلَيْنَا نُكْفِرَ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The companions, when the Prophet ﷺ told them that if you call on Allah, Allah will definitely answer you in one of three ways. And then they said, يعني, إِذَنْ نُكْفِرُ.
We
then look here. And then that means we will do what? We will make a lot of dua. And if Allah is guaranteed to answer our dua, then we're going to make a lot of dua. And then they said, and then look here. Look here. We will make a lot of dua. So, and what about us? Naam, أكثر يكثر and then look here. Like, this is the end of this topic of Umrah. And today, our topic. يعني is أركان الحج أركان أركان الحج أركان الحج نعم
إذن in that case
meaning, نعم
meaning in, so then
so then يعني يعني in that case نكفر in that case we will ask a lot
نعم
exactly طيب أركان الحج what is the meaning of أركان الحج
the
pillars of Hajj. Arkan is the plural of Ruknun. Ruknun means a pillar. Yani an essential element of something, a Rukn. Like we have, for example, in the Salat, Arkan of Salat. That's different from the Wajibat of Salat. The Wajibat of Salat, those obligatory things that if you missed one of them unintentionally, forgetfully, you can make up for it by making Sajda Sahw. As far as the Arkan of Salat, no, these are essential elements. You can't, the worship will not be complete without it. If you miss one of them, you have to bring it. Or it's invalid without it. It's invalid. So when we say rukun, pillar, what we mean by that, we mean it is an essential element that you cannot and you complete the act of worship without it. If you left it out, khalas, it's invalid, batil. And if a person is making umrah and they leave out one of the arkan of umrah, the umrah is invalid. If a person is making hajj, they leave out one of the rukns of Hajj, it became invalid. So it's important to know what are the arkan of Salat, of Hajj, of Umrah, so that we make sure we don't leave any of those out. If you left something else out, you can make up for it. In Hajj, if you left out something wajib, then you can what?
Zabah,
or make a sacrifice. But if you leave out a rukn, khalas, it became invalid. Alright, so it's very important. The arkan of Hajj are very important, as we mentioned earlier. The arkan of Umrah, we said the arkan of Umrah are three. What are they?
Al-Umrah.
Al-Ihram.
Al-Tawaf.
Al-Sa'i. Okay? Now we're looking at Arkan of Hajj, and they are four. They are four. So what is the extra one here without looking? What is the extra one? We have Ihram for sure, we have Tawaf and Sa'i. What else?
Arafah.
Al-Wukuf bi Arafah. Al-Wukuf, standing at Arafah. It's very essential. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Al-Hajj Arafah. Which means that Arafah is the most important part of the Hajj. And the Hajj is Arafah. It is Arafah. Means if you don't have Arafah, you don't have no Hajj. That makes us to know that how important is the standing at Arafah. Okay, Arkan al-Hajj. We're going to also look at the Anwa of Hajj, the types of Hajj, the three types of Hajj. And we're going to look at the description of one of those three types. And then the days of Hajj, and what are their names, and then there's questions. Okay, so perhaps today we'll cover as much as we can of what leads up to the questions, and in the next session, we'll finish what's left and start the questions. Okay, and then once we finish the questions, that will be the end of this brief, very, very brief, book on ibadah. Arkan al-Hajj arba'atun. Arkan al-Hajj arba'atun. What does this mean? The pillars of pilgrimage are four. The pillars of pilgrimage are four. Wahiya. Meaning?
They are.
And they are. We didn't say wahum, we said wahiya.
Nah.
We're talking about plural, right?
Yeah,
so is it the plural?
Yes.
Hum?
No, because it's
ghayr akil. Because it's a plural for ghayr akil. So the plural for ghayr akil is treated as though it is feminine singular. So if you have a pronoun, it's an ishara, a verb, a sifa, anything that is referring back to a plural for something that's غير عاقل, and you're not human. In that case, you should treat it as though it is feminine singular.
So you would translate it as they are.
They are. You would translate it as they are. Yes. The pillars of pilgrimage are four. And they are, number one, al-ihramu. Number two, should be Waquf Arafat, Arafata. Should be with Dhamma, Waquf. Waquf Arafat, Arafata. Now, Wa and the second one, Waquf Arafata. Number three, Waqawafu Al-Ifadati, Al-Ifadati with God. Tawaf al-Ifada, and number four, as-sa'yu, was-sa'yu, and the sa'yu. Right, al-Ihram, what is al-Ihram? The first of them, al-Ihram, what do we mean by Ihram? What
does this mean? State of
consecration.
State of consecration.
State of consecration. What do we mean by state of consecration? And what is this consecration?
Like
you make a
bath, you make a niyah,
you wear certain clothing, right? And you make niyah. And ihram, by ihram we mean two things. Mm-hmm. Number one, we mean the state of mind that a person is in when they make intention, niyah, for Hajj or Umrah. That's the first thing, right? State of mind that the person is in when they make intention to perform Hajj or Umrah. The second thing is the clothing that a person has to wear for the ihram, that is for men especially. Okay, the clothing that a person is wearing, two pieces of cloth, one upper garment and one lower garment. Okay, this, when we say ihram, we mean entering the state of ihram by doing two things. One, having the intention to make Hajj or Umrah, and two, putting on removing all normal clothing and wearing the two pieces of cloth over izar and ridha. Hey, that's ihram. Number two, wukuf arafah. By the way, the word arafah ends with fa, maghuta, and fatha. What is the i'rab of arafata? What is the i'rab of arafata? وقوفه عرفته.
مفعول به؟
مفعول به؟ Where's the verb? وقوف is a noun. وقوف is a noun. وقوف is a noun. Standing.
مضاف إليه.
ها مضاف إليه. أها finish. مضاف إليه منسوب؟
نعم.
Is there such a thing as a مضاف إليه that's منسوب?
No,
right. It should be kasr. He said it should be kasr. Why should it be kasr? Because it's what? Mudaf ilayh is always majroor. Not kasr, majroor. Huh? Majroor. The sign that it's majroor is generally kasr. But here he said not kasr, it's fatha, niyabatan and kasr. Huh? He says, Mabniyun?
No.
Not Mabniyun.
Mamnu'
min al-sarf. Arafah is Mamnu' min al-sarf. Okay, so what is the Arab of Arafah? We say that it is Mudafun ilayhi Majroor. And the sign that it's Majroor is Fatha because it's Mamnu' min al-sarf. Yeah, come on. This right here, right? This is like part of, yani what? We know well. Alright, so let's wake up inshallah. I asked that question because I figured that, you know, it's a little hot, humid, and when our brains are not yani fully functioning at 100%, right? وقوف عرفتا مضاف إليه مجرور sign that it's مجرور is حتى because it's ممنوع من الصرف. طيب, number 3 طواف الإفاضة. وقوف عرفه. What is the وقوف عرفه?
Standing
at عرفه. The standing at عرفه. Okay? So, what does that really mean? In brief, standing at عرفه. Two things. One, it means standing, and two, it means at a certain place. The place that's known as عرفه, right? So that means that we're going to be standing. There's a lot of standing at عرفه. Does it mean that you stand the whole time you're there? Yani the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he spent the whole time in praise and glorification, supplication to Allah. But a person might get tired and have a seat. They might even lay down or something, rest their back. But standing means that that's the general format. For Arafah, a person is standing in front of Allah, supplicating, yani, praising Allah, glorifying Allah, dhikr and dua, recitation of Quran, and he engaged in the remembrance of Allah. And Arafah is a place, it's a place that's near, near what?
Mina.
Near Mina.
Mina.
It's closer to something else though.
Jamra.
Huh? Mina, the Jamra is in Mina. Arafah is closer to what?
Mecca.
Huh? Muzdalifah. Let me see what
book you got. No. Muzdalifah, no.
It's a new printing of that book.
3 kilometers.
Yeah, I saw the book years ago. It's a new printing. Okay. Huh? No, we want to know what is it near to, not what is its distance. What is it near to? He said Mina. Ah, now he changed. He said it's near to Muzdalifah.
I said it's about 3 kilometers.
Okay, about 3 kilometers. Okay, so this is Mecca, right? Mecca. And then after Mecca there's what? There's Mina. And then after Mina there's what? Muzdalifah. And then after Muzdalifah there's Arafah. Okay, so Arafah I said is near to what? Muzdalifah.
No.
Arafah is near to nearer to Muzdalifah than it is to Mina or Mecca, okay? Now,
going back. Question regarding yani wuquf Arafah, yani it's mudafun ilayh, but like the word Arafah yani does not have the alif lam.
Now, so yani the mudaf ilayhi, what the rules of idafa, right? Let's kind of yani quickly get a benefit from this question. Yeah. Rules of idafa. The mudaf, the first part of idafa construction, does it take alif lam or tanwin? Which one?
Neither.
This never takes alif lam or tanwin. Yeah. The mudaf ilayhi, the second part. Does it take alif lam or tanween? Which one?
It must take one.
Either one of them. It may take alif lam or tanween. So does it have to have alif lam? The mudaf ilayh, must it have alif lam?
No.
He said there's no alif lam. So it's okay, right? Mudaf ilayh can have alif lam or no alif lam.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no Aleph Lam and there's no Tanwin on the end.
Oh, so if it doesn't have Aleph Lam, it should have Tanwin.
No.
Except that it's Mamnoom al-Sarf. Mamnoom al-Sarf doesn't take Tanwin. Okay, so we got a good benefit from this question, right? This is a good benefit. This is a good benefit, alhamdulillah. This is a good question. It's a good question. Doesn't have Aleph Lam, it should have Tanwin. Huh? But if it's Mamnoom al-Sarf, it doesn't take Tanwin. So actually this construction, Wukuf wa Arafa, has a lot of grammatical points in it. Yani Idafa, Mamnoom al-Sarf, has a lot of different points in here that we could pay attention to remind us of things that we have studied in the past. Okay, so standing at Arafa. What is Arafa? It's an open plain in the desert. After you leave from Mecca and you pass Mina and Muzdalifa, then you come to Arafa. That's the place of standing. And it is the most important rite of the rituals of Hajj, standing at Arafa. You are there at a certain time, now. Yani you should leave from Mina in the morning after sunrise.
Yeah.
Anytime after sunrise. And you should arrive at Arafat at least in time to pray Dhuhr. So you combine Dhuhr and Asr together, and then you stay until Maghrib.
Yeah.
And then what?
Then you
combine Maghrib and Isha?
No, then Muzdalifah. You go to Muzdalifah.
No, you will go to Muzdalifah. And then you will combine Maghrib and Isha and Muzdalifah. So Arafat, you have to be there in time to pray Dhuhr, you combine it with Asr. You have to stay until Maghrib. You cannot leave before the sun has set completely. And once the sun has set, you're not going to pray Maghrib. Rather, you're going to delay Maghrib until you arrive and join it with Isha, in the time of Isha. Okay? It's very possible that a person may leave after Maghrib, and due to the crowds, you're definitely not going to get there in Maghrib time. So you might get there after midnight. Some people don't get there until Fajr.
Yes.
Wallahu musta'an. Sometimes it's better to walk because the vehicles are moving so slow. If a person walks, they'll beat all of the cars and buses and everybody.
Exactly.
Now, but now they have some more modern, you know, stuff, transportation and facilities. So inshallah, it'll be easy now. Which what? Prayers, Dhuhr and Asr. Dhuhr and Asr, shorten and combine. Two rulings here, shortened and combined. And these are two separate rulings. We're not going to go into the fiqh of this now. But know that shortening and combining are two completely separate rulings. Don't imagine that they always go together. Not so. Sometimes they may, sometimes they don't. And it may be permissible for a person to combine their prayers, but not to shorten them. So it's not necessarily that combining and shortening always goes together. Like for example, sometimes it rains very hard, right?
Right.
And you go to the masjid for Maghrib and they combine Maghrib and Isha.
Right.
But they don't shorten, right?
Sure.
Salatu what?
Khawf.
Is it shortened? And you mean, can a person pray one rak'ah?
Yeah.
A two rak'ah? Yeah. No. Salatu Khawf is a little bit complex because and in the Sunnah, authentic Sunnah, there are a lot of narrations about Salat al-Khawf. Different ways that the Prophet performed. A lot of different ways. So it's, and it's a lot of detail to it. But in any case, Naam. And Salat al-Khawf, it should be utilized when a person is in real fear, danger of some harm coming to them, and they're not able to perform the prayers in the normal manner, so they have some ease, some facility, and it is allowed because of the condition. Naam.
From moving from Arafat to Muzdalifah, is preferable to try to get there before midnight?
Is it preferable to get there before midnight? No, it's preferable to get there before midnight. Because you have to perform Maghrib and Isha, right? And the end of the time for Isha is at midnight, or one third of the night. It's not up until Fajr. Except that, of course, some scholars say, this undesirable time to delay Isha up until Fajr. But of course, if a person has no choice, they're compelled by necessity, prevented, whatever, then that's different. But in general, a person should not, delaying the Isha prayer is commendable. And the better time to pray Isha prayer is in the later times of Isha, but not past midnight. And the Prophet ﷺ used to delay the Isha prayer only if the people were slow in coming. And if the congregation was not full, then he would delay it. Otherwise, if the people were present, then he would pray it in the beginning of its time. So the Isha prayer, the preferable time is dependent on the people. If the people are present, in the earlier time. If the people are not present, in the later time. But if you're praying alone, then the preferable time is in the later time. It's preferable to delay the Isha. Okay, okay, sidetracked here. Tawaf, wukuf, arafat, after that, tawafu al-ifada. Okay, tawaf, what is tawaf?
Circumambulation.
We said circumambulation, going around, and ifafa yatufu, going around the Kaaba. And al-ifada is what? Afada yukidu, ifada. Means, yani, here in the technical sense here, the meaning of al-ifada is coming down. Yani, the tawaf al-ifada is when the people are coming down from Arafat. Coming down, yani, to Muzdalifah, spending the night there, then yani and Mina throwing stones and sacrifice, and then they go to Mecca, either in that day or the following day, if they're able to complete it in that day, and they make tawaf of the father. The tawaf coming down from Mecca, people descending from Mecca, from Arafat, coming back to Mecca. This tawaf of the father is called tawaf al-Hajj. This is the main tawaf of Hajj. And in Hajj there are three tawaf that you make. The first one, tawaf al-Qudum, when you first arrive. The second one is tawaf of the father, tawaf of Hajj, the main tawaf of Hajj. And the third one is what? Al-Wada', tawaf al-Wada', yani the farewell tawaf. When you have finished the Hajj and you have yani reached the end of your stay in Mecca and you want to go back to your land, now you have to make the last thing that you should do is tawaf al-Wada'. Okay, tawaf al-Ifada, yani it is the main tawaf of Hajj. The most important tawaf of the three is tawaf al-Ifada. And it should be done yani on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah if possible. Yani the day that the people return. Yani in the morning after Fajr prayer from Muzdalifah, after the Fajr prayer, after performing the Fajr prayer in Muzdalifah, not after midnight. Not after midnight, and after Fajr, the people came to Mina and throw the stones at the big Jamara alone, one of them, and then they make sacrifice and shave, and they go to Mecca and perform Tawaf al-Ifada. Tawaf al-Ifada. And it's 7 circuits around the Kaaba. Now,
the collection of the stones and the amount.
Collection of the stones should be collected according to need. Yani, on the first day you need 7 stones, that's it. They should not be collected in Muzdalifah. They should be collected in Mina or on the way, on the road to Muzdalifah. Not in, on the way to Mina, not in Muzdalifah. Yani a lot of people, in the night in Muzdalifah they're collecting stones. That's not from the Sunnah to collect the stones in Muzdalifah, rather to collect them in Mina or on the road, on the way to Mina. On the next 3 days, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, you have to stone all 3 pillars, so that each day you can collect 21 stones, 7 to each pillar. Tawaf al-Ifada. After that, wasa'i. Sa'i. What is a sa'i?
Running between
Safa. And going back and forth. Going back and forth between the two mountains of As-Safa and Al-Marwa. A sa'i. And this sa'i, as we will see in the description of Tawaf, Hajj al-Tamattu', and you will see that this sa'yu has some specifics to it. And from amongst those specifics is that there is a point in between the two mountains upon which men should run. Yani really, yani, making yani real running, yani, the best of your ability, according to what the crowd may allow, right?
Right, that's why we use the crowd.
Now, according to what you allow in the crowd. Now, this is sa'i, going between Safa and Marwa 7 times. Yani, for example, if this is the mountain of Safar, and this is the mountain of Marwa. Now, then going from here to here, that counts as one. That's one. And then when you come back, and you're getting back to where you started at, that's two. So then you go, third, three here, and then 4, and then 5 when you come here, and 6. And then finally, you end up here for 7. That's where you end. You start here at Safa, and end at Marwa. But every time you go between one mountain and the other, that counts as one shout. Not like in Tawaf around the Kaaba. And in Tawaf around the Kaaba, I will start here, and we go all the way around and come back. When we got back there, that's one. And every time we go all the way around, that counts as one shout. But as far as Safa and as Marwa, each time you go from one to the other, it counts as one shout. Right? So there are 7 راية صفا عند المروة. This is Sa'd. Any question about the arkan of Hajj? Arkan of Hajj. Most important thing is what? يعني عرفة, standing at عرفة. Before that though comes Ihram, entering the state of Ihram at the Miqat. And then after that, and the two essential things after عرفة is Tawaf and Sa'i. Now Mustafa.
Well, here I'm going to say, it's not necessary to stand at the Mount of Rahma.
It's not necessary to stand at the Mount of Rahma. Meaning, yani there's a little mountain, a little hill, yani on the plain of Arafah, and the Prophet ﷺ stood there. So some people imagine that you have to stand there. And what they are pointing out is that as long as the person is in the boundaries of Arafah, then any place in Arafah, standing is legislated, not at the Mount of Rahmah specifically. Now, it's difficult to stand at the base of it. Forget about getting up to a peak. For what? Mountain climbing? Now, anyway. Okay, so these are the arkan of Hajj, and these are essential pillars, and if a person missed any one of them, the Hajj is invalid. Okay, second point, anwa' al-Hajj. Okay, anwa' al-Hajj. What do we mean by anwa'? يعني عنواع is the plural of what?
نوع
نوع نون واو عين نوع plural أنواع أنواع. We mean by that what? The types. The types of Hajj. يعني the different types of Hajj. Meaning that the performance of Hajj, a person يعني can look at Hajj from three different manners of it being performed. Okay, so there are three types of Hajj, meaning three ways that it can be performed. And those three ways are related to what? They're related to Hajj and Umrah. They're related to Hajj and Umrah. Yani if a person performs the Hajj alone without Umrah, then this is one type of Hajj. Hajj that doesn't include Umrah. It's called Ifrad. Ifrad. Okay? The second way to perform the Hajj is that you perform a Umrah with the Hajj and you يعني stay in the state of Ihram from the beginning of your Umrah. You complete your Umrah, you stay in Ihram until the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, and then you make intention for Hajj, and you join the Hajj to your Umrah in one Ihram. That's called the combining of Hajj and Umrah, or Qiran. And the third manner of performing Hajj is when a person performs Umrah with Hajj, but separately, not in one Ihram, but rather have Ihram for Umrah and a separate Ihram for Hajj. That's called Tamattu'. And Qiran means to combine Hajj and Umrah. Tamattu' means to enjoy. And to enjoy a period of time in between the Hajj and Umrah where you're not in Ihram, where you're free to dress and do everything normal. So you enjoy that state, maybe for a few days, a week, longer. Some people might make يعني Umrah for Hajj in the first of Shawwal. That means they, if they made Umrah on the first of Shawwal and they were making Qiran, they have to stay in Ihram until Hajj time for the whole month of Shawwal and Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah until يعني the 10th or 11th, يعني when they complete the main rites of Hajj. So that wouldn't be comfortable, right? That person would really enjoy Tamattu'. Let me have some enjoyment, right? Make my Umrah, get out of it, finish, and then after 2 months when Hajj comes and you get back into Ihram again and make Hajj, that's combining Hajj and Umrah but in separate Ihram. That's called Tamattu'. Now, Mustafa.
So Matahur ilahi is
Now, that is from the same word. Now, enjoyment for time.
For Hajj,
Qiran,
you have to bring a Hadi with you?
Yeah, that's, we'll talk about that a little bit maybe, inshallah. Okay, yani the different ways, and each manner of performing Hajj has some specifics to it that a person is required or exempted. Yani they required something or exempted from something. Okay, so there are three types of Hajj. We just explained all three of them. Let's read what it says here. Okay, Anwa'u al-Hajji should be Jim with Kasra. Anwa'u al-Hajji. Any Hajj? Ha with Fatta, Jim with Kasra. Shadda. Yani it has Fatta, still Kasra, and no Shadda. Anwa'u al-Hajji. Thalathatun. Okay, what is the meaning of this sentence?
Types of Hajj.
The types of Hajj are three. Okay. What is the i'rab of thalathatun? What is the i'rab of thalathatun in this sentence? What kind of sentence is this, first of all? There's two types of sentence, right? There's nominal and verbal, right? There's jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya. What type of sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. Jumla ismiya has composed of what two essential elements? Mubtada and khabar. Okay, so now the question is easy. What is the i'rab of thalathatun? Khabar. Khabar. Marfu'an. He said it is khabar marfu'an. Walamtu harfihi dhamma. Tayyib. Second question. What is the i'rab of al-hajj? Mudafun ilayhi. Majroor. And the sign of it being majroor is? Kasra. And finally, what is the i'rab of anwa'u? Mubtada. Marfu'un. Walamtu rafi dhamma. Tayyib. The types of hajj are three. Wahiyya. And they are al-awwal, al-ifradu, al-ifradu. Al-ifrad means singling out something. Al-ifrad is from the verb afrada yufridu, like aslama yuslimu. Afrada yufridu, ifrad. Aslama yuslimu islam. Ifrad. What does afrad mean? Means to single out something. To single it out. Like ifradullah, ifradullah, right, means to single out Allah with tawheed, and for worship alone. So ifrad, ifrad here means to single out the hajj, and he separated from umrah, there's no umrah performed. وَهُوَ أَنْ يُحْرِمَ الْحَاجُّ بِالْحَجِّ فَقَدْ. And ifrad is that the hajju, al-hajju means the pilgrim, right? The pilgrim, ism, fa'il. Al-hajju, yuhrima. And yuhrima al-hajju, that the pilgrim makes, yani, ihram, bil-hajji, with pilgrimage, faqad, only. Wa huwa, an yuhrima al-hajju, bil-hajji faqad. Yani, it is that the pilgrim makes ihram. It is the state of consecration for Hajj alone. Al-Thani, number two, Al-Qiran. Al-Qiran. Al-Qiran, wahua, and it means combining. Combining, joining. Al-Qiran, wahua, an yuhrima bil umrati wal hajji ma'an. Al-Qiran is to make ihram, to enter the state of ihram. For Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, wal Hajj and pilgrimage, ma'an, together. And to make ihram for both of them, meaning you'll perform Umrah and Hajj in one ihram, without coming out ihram until you finish what's required of you from the Hajj. Wa an la yatahallalu, should be, I'm sorry, an la yatahallala, now. An la, wa an la yatahallala ba'da al-umrati. And the person does not get out, does not exit from, yani, the state of ihram. Yani, yatahallala is from halal, yani to be free from something, right? So he does not become free from the state of ihram, yani, after the umrah. Yani, complete the umrah, you stay in ihram. لا يتحلل and لا يتحلل بعد umrah. Rather, that person is going to stay in ihram until they complete the hajj. Because they're what? Joining umrah and hajj together. Any questions? Al-thalith. Al-tamattu'u. Al-tamattu'u. And he's the state of enjoyment. Huwa an yuhrima bil umrati fi ashhuril hajji. Wa yatahallala, or should be, an yuhrima, wa yatahallala ba'd al umrati wa yabqa fi makkata. ثم يحرم في الحج اليوم الثامن من ذي الحجة. ذي الحجة. طيب التمتع هو أن يحرم بالعمرة. And if the person enters the state of consecration for Umrah, بالعمرة, day of consecration for Umrah, fi ashhuri al-hajj, in the months of pilgrimage. What are the months of pilgrimage? Shawwal, from the first of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'adah, and Dhul Hijjah. Now, so the person enters the state of consecration for the minor pilgrimage, Umrah, in the months of Hajj. وَيَتَحَلَّلَ بَعْدَ الْعُمْرَةِ, and then that person becomes free from Ihram. After the completion of Umrah, they became free from Ihram, put on normal clothing, use scent, whatever, relations with one's spouse, and so on. Everything normal. وَيَبْقَى فِي مَكَّةَ, but they remain in Mecca. ثُمَّ يُحْرِمَ بِالْحَجِّ, and he's waiting for the beginning of the Hajj, they remain in Mecca, and then they enter the state of consecration for pilgrimage. فِي الْيَوْمِ الثَّامِنِ, on that day, the eighth day, min of Dhil Hijjati, on the eighth day of the month of Dhil Hijjah. So tamattu' means what? The person enters the state of consecration for Umrah during the months of Hajj, not before the first of Shawwal, and not after the tenth of Dhil Hijjah. Okay, they enter that state, they perform the Umrah, and then when they complete the Umrah, they get out of the state of Ihram, and they stay in Mecca waiting for the beginning of Hajj.
So when they're making the Ihram for Hajj, do they have to go back to the Miqat?
No. The Miqat, remember when we talked about the Miqat, we said that there are two types of Miqat, right? Makaniyah and Zamaniyah. As far as Makaniyah, under that we said that there are five Mawaqit, right? People have to go through the Miqat to enter the state of consecration for Hajj Umrah. But we said that the Miqat for the people of Mecca is what? Is Mecca, their homes. So a person is in Mecca, they don't have to go out to enter the state of Ihram, rather enter the state of Ihram from Mecca itself. For Hajj. For Umrah, if a person wants to make Umrah, and they're in Mecca, they have to go out to the nearest Adna Al-Hilli. Yeah, the nearest place out of the Haram. If they are making Umrah. But for Hajj, the Ihram for Hajj, for the people who are in Mecca, is Mecca itself. You don't have to go any place. Now,
it's incumbent on the person to know the type of Hajj he will be performing prior to getting there.
It's incumbent that a person know what type of Hajj they're performing prior to getting there. Because there are some factors that are going to be different, right? Mm-hmm. In any case, in general, yani anybody that's performing Hajj should be performing tamattu. And this is yani from what is understood from the Prophet ﷺ, who was performing Qiran, and he said, if I had known what I know now, I would have yani made tamattu. I would not have brought my sacrificial animal with me. So he told the people who didn't have a sacrificial, he ordered them to get out of Ihram. Even if they had made intention for Qiran, to get out of Ihram and change it to tamattu. But those who brought the animal with them, they can't get out of Ihram until the animal is sacrificed. So they're forced, they're compelled to stay in Ihram in Qiran. But if a person, yani, knows now that Prophet ﷺ has said this, so khalas, yani, you go for making tamattu.
Yani,
if a person makes something other than that, they don't say that it's invalid, but yani, this is the advice of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay, so tamattu, the person enters the state of consecration for Umrah in the months of Hajj, and then they get out of the state after completing Umrah state of Ihram, and they remain in Mecca, and then they enter again the state of consecration for Hajj on the eighth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Dhul Hijjah is which month of the calendar?
Last.
12th month of the calendar. And by the way, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Taymin, to give us the linguistic benefit, they always distinguish between the month of Dhul Hijjah and the month of Dhul Qa'adah. Dhul Qa'adah is with Fatha and Dhul Hijjah is with Kasra. Okay, some people say Dhul Qa'adah is Dhul Qa'adah and Dhul Hijjah, Fatha and Kasra. And if you forget, then just remember that they are opposite, Fatha and Kasra. Now, okay, after this, any question about the three types of Hajj, yani al-Ifrad, al-Qiran, and Tamattu. Al-Ifrad, singling out Hajj alone without Umrah, qiran, joining them together in one state of ihram until you complete what is required from the hajj, and then tamattu, meaning you're performing umrah and hajj, but in two ihrams. Yani one ihram for umrah, you're free from it until the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, and then you get into ihram again for hajj. Any question about this? Okay, after this, right, the details of yani hajj ifrad and the details of hajj yani qiran are not here, alright? Because most of the people are going to be performing tamattu. So what is related to other things, you can find those details in some of the books on hajj and umrah. But what is really more important is tamattu. What does it require from us? What do we have to do now? Yes?
When they make the sacrifice for Qurbani.
When?
Qurbani.
Yeah, when?
When they do it.
When do they do it? Now. Sacrifice is made on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. And if a person doesn't make it on the 10th, then they have to make it on the 11th, or the 12th, or the 13th, right? But the day, the first day is permissible to make it is the 10th. 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. And the day after you finish Arafah on the 9th, Muzdalifah, you spend the night, pray Fajr at Muzdalifah, now you come back to Mina, and throw the stones, and make the sacrifice, and shave, or cut your hair, and then go to Mecca and go outside.
I have a question related to this. It's a book. I read, they said, you have to eat one third. I think you want to...
Yeah, it's recommended. It's recommended that the sacrificial animal, and you should eat some of it, and you should give some to the poor, and you should give some as a gift. And you should,
you know, if you're visiting, how can you cook and eat?
How can you eat it?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, you after you slaughter the animal, after you make the sacrifice, you will need somebody who knows how to skin it and cut it and stuff like that, unless you're a professional, right? Then you get somebody to do that. You may not do it. Some people do that, you know, regularly. People do that even in the city. People sacrifice lamb, sheep, or goat or something. So if you know how to do it, perhaps you do it yourself. And then you go someplace, anywhere you're staying or otherwise, and cook some of it. Not really a major problem. It's relatively easy. But otherwise, if you appoint somebody else to do it, then and you lose out on this benefit of what eating from the sacrificial animal yourself. Because the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his pilgrimage, and he slaughtered or had slaughtered 100 camels.
63.
Huh?
63 by him.
Yeah, he himself did most of them, and then the remainder, you have Ali ibn Talib radiallahu anhu, do all of those animals. He had to take some meat from every one of them and put them into a big kettle and cook it, and he had to eat some of it and to drink from the broth, so that he partook in what? All of those animals. So we have one animal, and he do it yourself if you can, and eat from it, cook something from it. Now, otherwise, if you can't do it, alhamdulillah, it's not a sin against you. But certainly there's some extra reward for extra worship, right? This slaughtering animal is an act of worship. If it's permissible to allow somebody to do it for you, okay, but it's not the same that you did it yourself and that you ate from it, as opposed to somebody else doing it and you never saw the animal. It's not the same. But hajj is complete, there's no sin against you. This is better. This is better if you're able to do it. Yeah, seven people can share a camel, and so on. Okay, we're not going to finish today. We only have a few minutes, but I want to go through the description of Hajj Tamattu quickly, and then next week, inshallah, take it in detail. All right, we'll go through it quickly, and then next week, take it in detail. We only have a few minutes, so let's try to focus. Okay, we're on page 26, bottom of the page, Sifat al-Hajj, description of Hajj. Which Hajj? التمتع. Okay. يعتمر من أراد التمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج في أشهر الحج. يعتمر من أراد التمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج. يعني the one who intended من أراد التمتع to join يعني the Umrah to the Hajj with يعني enjoyment, a break in between, then they will make umrah. يَعْتَمِرُ They will make umrah, the one who intends to make tamattu. They will make umrah in the months of hajj, في أشهر الحج. وَيَتَحَلَّلُ And then that person will get free من إحرامه, from his state of consecration, بعد العمرة. And they'll make Umrah in the months of Hajj, and when they finish it, they will get out of Ihram. وَيَبْقَى حَلَالًا فِي مَكَّةَ. And then they remain free of the restrictions of Ihram, they remain free from that while they are in Mecca. وَفِي يَوْمِ الثَّامِنِ فِي الْيَوْمِ الثَّامِنِ. In the eighth day, مِنْ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, from the month of ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, يُحْرِمُ ذِي الْحَجِّ مِنْ مَنْزِلِهِ. On the eighth of ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, that person will enter the state of consecration for Hajj. They already finished Umrah. They got out of Ihram. They waited in Mecca. On the eighth day, the first day of Hajj, and it's 6 days, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. And Hajj is no more than 6 days. It can be 5, or it can be 4. And if a person missed the first day or the last day of both of them, then the 8th and the 13th. Then that person, on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, enters the state of consecration for pilgrimage, min manzilihi, from his place of residence, or her place of residence. And there are two words here that should be joined together. This is a printing mistake. It should be yatawajjahu. Wa yatawajjahu. That should be one word, yatawajjahu. Okay? Wa yatawajjahu ila Mina. Then that person faces, goes forward to Mina. After Ba'da Salat al-Fajri. And they enter the state of Ihram in the house. وَيَتَوَجَّهُ, they go to Mina when? Ba'da Salat al-Fajri. More precisely, it should be after sunrise. After sunrise. Yani, what is intended here is that they have to pray Fajr in Mecca. They have to pray Fajr, into the state of Ihram, from their house in Mecca, and then they have to go to Mina after Salatul Fajr, meaning praying Salatul Fajr in Mecca. But actually, the time that they leave should be after sunrise. وَيُصَلِّ بِهِ, yani they will perform at this place. At which place? يُصَلِّ بِهِ الظُّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَالْإِشَاءِ. بِهِ, where are they going to pray these prayers?
In
Mina. Mina, because they went to Mina after Salat al-Fajr, right? Or after sunrise. وَيُصَلِّ بِهِ بِمِنَا. And they pray in Mina, الظُّهُر وَالْعَصْرَ وَالْمَغْرِبَ وَالْإِشَاءَ. ظُهُر, عَصْرَ, مَغْرِبَ, الْإِشَاءَ وَالْفَجْرَ مِنَ الْيَوْمِ التَّاسِعِ. And also, Salat al-Fajr on the day, the ninth day, ninth day of the Hijjah. They're also going to pray Fajr at Mina. وبعد ذلك يتوجه إلى عرفة بعد طلوع الشمس. And after that, on the ninth day, on the eighth day praying Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and praying Fajr on the ninth day, after that they will head towards Arafah after طلوع الشمس, after the rising of the sun. وهنالك يصلي الظهر والعصر جمعا وقصرا في أذان واحد وإقامتين. وهنالك, and where is that at? There. What do they mean by there? There, where? In Arafah. وهنالك, and they went to Arafah after the sunrise. وهنالك in Arafah يصلي الظهر والعصر. They will pray الظهر and عصر جمعا وقصرا. يعني جمعا, combining, and قصراً, shortening. The أذان واحد وإقامتين, with one أذان and two إقامتين. So what does that look like? One أذان and two إقامتين. What does that mean? And you're going to do what? Think. One أذان and two إقامتين. ظهر العصر جمعاً وقصراً. The أذان واحد وإقامتين. What does that look like?
نعم.
They call the أذان.
Because
of ظهر صلاة. And then they're going to call Iqamah for Dhuhr Salat. Then they're going to pray Dhuhr. Wait a minute. How are they going to pray Dhuhr?
Two.
Qasran. Two rak'ah. Then after they finish Dhuhr and they make Taslim.
They're
going to call a second Iqamah. That one is for Asr. And then they're going to pray Asr. Rak'atain. Like this. Okay? Joining means, each prayer is prayed with its own Iqamah. But here is going to be one of them for the first prayer. There is going to be a comma for each one of them. Joining the prayers, meaning they're performing them at the same time. Not that they're joining them into one prayer. With one takbir al-ihram, like one brother told me, and one taslim. That's not joining prayers. That's something else.
So the best time would be at the end of dhuhr and the beginning of asr?
The best time?
No,
the best time is in the beginning of dhuhr.
Best
time in the beginning of dhuhr. The Prophet saw some prayed dhuhr when he came in. He combined them together, dhuhr and asr. Tayyib, alright, we'll take just a couple of minutes here, just quickly. The commentary, ثُمَّ يَقِفُ بِعَرَفَةَ وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ وَيَدْعُوهُ حَتَّى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. Then he will stand at Arafat, or she will stand at Arafat, وَيَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ, and perform dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, praise and glorification of Him, وَيَدْعُوهُ, and supplicating to Him, dua, حَتَّى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ, until the setting of the sun. And غُرُوبِ here is يعني مجرور حَتَّى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. Alright, I wanted to go through the rest of this description, but it's a bit much. No need to race through it. Next week we'll start here. بَعْدِ غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ بِقَلِيلٍ. And after the sun has set, a little bit after the sun has set, يُغَادِرُ عَرَفَاتٍ. Then that person will leave Arafat, وَيَتَوَجَّهُ إِلَى الْمُزْدَلِفَةِ, and go to مُزْدَلِفَةِ. وَهُنَاكَ يُصَلِّي الْمَغْرِبَ وَالْإِشَاءَ, and there they will pray the Maghrib, sunset, Isha, night prayer, jam'an wa qasran, combining and shortening them, bi adhan wahid, with one adhan wa iqamatayn, and two iqamas, wa yabitu biha, they will spend the whole night there in Muzdalifah. Not leaving at midnight, as most of the people today are doing. This is not legislated in Islam, except for women, or sick or weak people who cannot bear, or not able, physically unable to bear the crowd of leaving in the morning after Fajr. Okay, so we're going to stop here. This is what we're going to start next week. Ba'da ghurubi shamsi bi qalilin. And a little bit after sunset, you'll leave from Arafat. That's what we're going to start next week. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So please, go back over what we did today and try to go ahead and read the rest of page 27 and that which is contained on page 28. And then look at some of the questions, at least the beginning of the questions. In the next class, inshallah, hopefully we'll finish this reading and we'll start the questions, although it's not likely that we'll be able to finish them, that's for sure. But that's what will be next week.